Monday again on Culture File, and time for another audio epistle from writer and comedian Maurice Guhan. And this time Maurice has a political coming-of-age story, her own, warning this piece contains some unpalatable truths about representative democracy.
So we have our new government. Everybody besides Sinn Féin and Labour. Sinn Féin have to be secretly delighted. They were like the kid at school that promised they'd have the best rager parties if only their parents went away once in the school year. They'd have unlimited beer and flying Robbie Williams to perform. Those kids knew their parents were homebodies. They never actually wanted to be held accountable to their wild ideas. I do think it's an absolute disgrace that the two biggest parties are going into government together. First off, the PUR system is a disgrace anyway. Oh, the third person I voted for gave his votes to someone else, and now that guy is elected? It's a farce. But having Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in government together is putting a disgrace hat on a disgrace hat. Honestly, why are we bothering with the illusion of democracy if the two biggest parties can go into government together? Putin wouldn't even pull something like this. I have a coloured history with Irish politics. I grew up in a Fianna Fáil family. And by that I mean my parents just voted for Fianna Fáil, not that I was a third Ahern daughter. My mother always made a point to teach me about politics as a kid, so I was a big fan of the TDs. During the 2012 election, I got my friends to tear down a poster of Tom Kidd, and I then hid the poster in my garden, and every day I would take it out and kiss Tom. A big smacker right in his plastic lips. Loved him. Forget Boyzone or Westlife. The Cabinet were my teenage crush. I grew out of Fianna Fáil when I got to college, though, and I dabbled with Fine Gael. I became the event officer for Young Fine Gael in my final year at DCU. No event was organised the year I was at the helm, but that's just pedantics. I leaflet dropped for Leo back when he was just a TD. So I've had my finger in a few political pies in my life. But now, I don't vote. Yes, I said it. I do not vote. I know. People died for our right. I didn't know any of those people personally, but I do respect them. Me not voting isn't a slap in the faces of our ancestors. I don't vote because my vote doesn't matter. And that's the truth. Unless my vote is the deciding one, unless my party is going to lose by exactly one vote, or my one vote would cause them to win, only in that very unlikely scenario is my vote worth something. That might sound like hogwash, but there's an actual equation to this. I studied game theory. Game theory has nothing to do with PlayStation, but it's the maths behind why we make decisions. Like in the film A Beautiful Mind. People don't realise this about me because of my stunning good looks and the fact I say like a lot, but I'm very good at maths. 7 by 8, 56. I didn't even have to pause to think. I'm that good. So I don't vote because my vote doesn't matter unless there was the deciding vote. And that's so low of a possibility, it's basically zero. So anything else I can do with my time instead of voting is more beneficial to me. And look, people always make the argument, but if everyone thought that. But here's the thing, everyone doesn't. We don't make decisions based on worst case scenarios. We make rough probabilities in our heads of the likelihood of something happening, and we make our choices based on that. We don't stop flying because a terrorist attack might happen, although Americans did do that for the year after 9/11 because their fear made them miscalculate the probability of it happening again. And in that following year, more people died from road accidents than they did in 9/11. We don't stop swimming in the sea, even though a shark could kill us all. We don't stop watching Dancing with the Stars, even though it's terrible TV. Okay, the last one isn't about probabilities. Although the probability that Dancing with the Stars is terrible is 100%. My point is that we make choices based on rough probabilities. I choose not to vote because I know everyone else will. I know my singular vote doesn't matter. I have the maths to back me up. 6x9, 54. Didn't even blink. I understand some people will think I'm ignorant for saying all this, and I get it. I'm letting my main man Tom Kitt down. But if you want me to vote, you need to give me a proper incentive. Free ice cream after you cast your vote. Set up an ice cream van with flakes, let's not skimp, and have that creamy swirls of ice cream ready for each voter leaving the booth. Then I'd be there, voting for someone who will pass their votes on to someone else, who will then pass theirs on again, and then that other guy will be elected. Ah, democracy. I'll raise a 99 to that.
Maurice Gohan there on the political economy of ice cream. And next time on Culture File, musical innovation in Kampala.